Blog Talk Radio.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Wildman Ron Thomas, and we are live at MIR, Maryland International Raceway, in Love Creek, Maryland. And with me, you heard him. You can't keep him quiet. My man, Willie Dog. But the only problem with this today, Willie Dog being on my show, is we lost another brother. And with Willie Dog, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, well, man, we appreciate it. First, we want to thank, like I said, Larry T for having us up at Maryland. That's Raceway up in Bush Creek, Maryland. I want to thank Wild Man for giving us the time to doggone advertise on the show today. But we're coming today with a little sour of my man, Rico Reed, with the little red Mustang out of doggone kind of the Atlanta area way. He had a stroke today and passed away. And with that being said, we're going to see if we can get my man Mike Hill on there to give a prayer for his family and everything. Mike Hill from Chi-Town, you out there, brother?
Yeah, how you doing, Willie? I'm doing. I'm here live and in color. How you doing, my brother?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and do this stuff from Rico Reed and his family, man. We send out, you know, condolences and everything to his family at this darkest moment. And again, like I said, we want to thank Wild Man for taking out his showtime to be able to do this for his brothers and his family.
Amen, amen. Thanks, for Wild Man and giving us this time and opportunity to pray for the Rico Reed family. He truly is going to be missed. You know, we never know when that day or that hour or that time may come. You know, so we just thank God for Rico for all the great memories and times that we had with this brother while he was here on earth. But we lift up his family at this time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, and we exalt you. Father God, we thank you that your mercy was brand new this morning. We thank you for your amazing grace and your loving kindness. We thank you for your compassion. And Father God, we just ask you right now in Jesus' name to forgive us for any sins that we may have said, done, or even thought of. Father, I ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake and our mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come on the behalf of our brother Rico Reed and the family. Father God, in the time of the mourning, Father God, and Father God, we ask you right now that you will comfort this family in the name of Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against this family shall prosper, that every tongue that rise up against them in judgment shall be condemned. Father, I counsel every assignment of the enemy. I bind all of the backlash and retaliation from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, you are the healer, Father God. You are the great comforter, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to give them peace that surpass all understanding, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Camp your angels of protection over this family. Let their needs, that their needs continue to be met, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to wipe their tears, Father God, and replace them with tears of joy. And Father God, we thank you for the life, Father God, for Rico Reed, Father God, all the great memories and times that we had shared with this brother while he was on earth. So, Father God, we ask you to bless this family. Keep them, Father God, in perfect peace. And Father God, I pray they will continue to cast all their cares upon you because you care for them, that you will never leave them nor forsaken them. And Father, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, Michael, you finished that, brother Mike?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. And special props out to you, Mike, for coming and taking out of your time in this moment of sorrow. Also, special props out again, like I said, a Wild Man, for taking out for his showtime. But Rico Reed and his family, man, rest in paradise, my brother. All right, with that being said, like I said, we hate to say it. Wild Man, you want to say something about that right quick, Wild Man?
Yeah, well, like I always say, you know, it's a home going for him. and let his family know that although he's gone from here, he's gone to a better place. And with that in mind, we're going to have a moment of silence, and then we're going to get back to the show. All right. Okay, now here we go, doll.
All right, wow, man, got a little collar there. I got to take a small pause. But we got to talk on. We got a doggone nice crowd down here, and the grudge still ain't happened. But I'm going to tell you all off the bat already. J.C. Richards and then crushed the head and then got his head crushed. So we done got two big grudge races off already. We got Candy Crusher and J.C. Richards coming up a little bit later. We got the drug red in the house looking for some trouble. And I got my man, truck driver, all the way from doggone down there in South Carolina. I don't know how he read the map to get up there. Truck driver, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Grudge World? Well, I want to my condolences out to Rico and his family. But ladies and gentlemen, the truck driver finally got up in the MRI. Lord, I'm not on the first floor. I'm not on the second floor. MIR, my bad. I'm not on the first floor. I'm not on the second floor. I'm on the third floor, air conditioned, looking at the track. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't come, you're going to miss it.
All right, that's truck driver. You know, truck driver can't lie, because if he do, he don't know he done told a lie. But again, old wild man, dog, go around there. Old wild man, they got a suntan, and we want to send special props out to him. I got to get away from him, because his wife told me, better not send him about. Man, wild man just come with that. And somebody just texted me and said, wild man is adopting. He ain't really having a baby. Wild man, take it away before I get in trouble, man.
You already in trouble, because the wife doesn't say it. And I told you, she said, because let me first tell him how it is. At this track is me and Dog in this Grudge After Dark. Now, that other guy that's out there now, yeah, that's his name, ain't it? Yeah, well, he's out there now, and he must have paid the announcer a couple of dollars to say that he's doing this, and Pro Stock Joe is the voice of the Grudge Racing, which he ain't. You know, we don't go to work until 6 o'clock, really. You know, so me and Dog just be checking things out. But now, my wife, as you know, we are expecting. My wife said that me and Willie Dog used to be on the mic down here, and it don't be live. It be at the show, at the track. And she said he can talk about my mama all he want, and I'm going to talk about his mama all he want. But when he start talking about her being a mama, he got a problem because she is listening. So that's the way it's going. Now, to the real action. You know, you mentioned truck driver. He was at MRI, did he say?
At MRI.
Look, yeah, something like that. Well, you know, these new truck drivers now, they don't use the paper log no more. Now, truck driver, you are with what team?
Legal Weapon.
Legal Weapon. And y'all want to do something with what team?
Candy Crush.
Now, what y'all going to do to Candy Crush?
Run over him.
Now, what do y'all need from Candy Crush?
Okay. We ain't got no business running Candy Crush.
Hold it. Y'all ran him once before, right?
Yeah, he done beat
what
him.
Okay. So, y'all know, what you need from Candy Crush?
We want the back tire from Candy Crush.
Why is that?
We on 228, he on 29.
Now, like the man always tell me, come on, you come over here. Okay, all right.
Truck driver said already, y'all know I like Lethal Weapon too, but Lethal Weapon got a problem with somebody by the name of Goldie. Goldie, what you think about Lethal Weapon?
He just in the way.
Hold up. Douglas, say it again, Doug.
He in the way.
Why, man, I'm going back to you. Doug said, dog, on Lethal Weapon, in the way.
Yeah, I know. That's right. That's what I wanted to say.
Holy
yeah. Soul. Yeah. Whoa, we at the... You mean the last of the year? We at the first of the year already, ain't we, Doug?
Halfway through. Yeah, 29 every day. Same person sold us 29 will sell Lethal Weapon 29.
Alright. Well, Doug?
No, I didn't want to say anything about that. I just got a text from my man Spike from the Animal 2. We appreciate you, Spike, man. And, yeah, man, we love recording standard, man. We appreciate it too, Spike. Appreciate Wild Man for letting us have this time to do it, bro.
And you know this hot dog been real nice? Dog ain't said a bad word yet.
I think this is weather. We got some cool, calm weather. I think that's what it is.
Well, see, Larry T know how to calm dog down. All you got to do is put him up in this air-conditioned building, give him a little food, and he is all right. So we still got some minutes left in the show. So I'm going, dog, before I go out, you got anything else you want to add?
I just got a text from Sunshine Love. This is this wild man show. I'm going to have to paraphrase this. She said, tell truck driver to sit down with that BS. He talking. He ain't ready for crushing.
Yeah, you want to add anything to that? Look at him.
He doesn't have nothing sweet to eat yet.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right. Well, we're going to. Yeah, we dog done locked us in. Dog locked the door, and now we can't get out. Dog locked the door so I could do the show, and now we can't even get out. Yeah. You don't have no probation officer looking for you or nothing, do you? Oh, okay. I thought maybe that's what it was. They said, we got him. Locked the door. All right, well, we're going downstairs. We still got some time left on the show. We're going to go downstairs and see what we can do. So, truck driver, then you can go to get in the other side. Let me let open the door.
Yeah.
I got to go around here and open up the door. It's locked. Can't get it open. Dog closed the door, and now it's locked. So only one way in and one way out. So I got to go downstairs right quick. But as always, Larry T brings out the best in everybody. And I want to thank Mike. This first show is only 15 minutes because it's the introduction to what's happening here. We'll be back at 8 o'clock. So, Sunshine Anderson for listening. And I know that you will get some some information on some winning and losing for the point situation. Also, I got to say that last night in Virginia, everyone probably seen the video. And in live in person, it looked a little bit different. And what we had was... we had Candy Crusher running that twin turbo Nova, got the brake, and there wasn't no race, I kid you not. But that's racing. When you think you got what you got, it's run what you brung and hope you brung enough. The twin turbo, it popped a little bit, and when it popped, he wasn't pulling nothing back. But when he popped, it was all over with but the shouting. And while I got Larry T here, let me get a chance to talk to Larry T right quick. Because we still got a couple of minutes left. So Larry T. We're live on Grudge Talk, Larry T. I've already talked to Willie Dog and everything. And we said a prayer for Rico. So how's it going down here?
It's going real good, Wild Man. It's going real good today.
Got a lot of cars.
A lot of cars, a lot of people. They're steady coming through, Wild Man.
And like I told everybody, me and Dog don't go to work until Grudge Racing after dark. That's at 6 o'clock. We start Grudge Racing hot and heavy. And then right now you're running the top sportsmen and all those other cars. So otherwise something is always going down the track.
Yes. You best kept secret in the DMV, Wild Man. There's a lot of cars here. Ready to make the run.
All right, then. That's Larry T. Custom T-shirts. And he got every event he's at, he's got T-shirts. And if it isn't his event, he's got T-shirts for you. So that's where we are right now. Like I said, we are running out of time. So all I got to say is 8 o'clock tonight, we will let you know just what's happening. Because at 6 o'clock, that's when they really start the test and tuning for the Grudge Race cars. And the action starts. And the way that it goes at 6 o'clock, we shut down all these top sportsmen and all these bracket cars, junior dragsters. They're done. And that's when me and Willie Dog take over the mic, and also Pro Stock Joe. He'll have a microphone. But right now, if there's a grudge race that comes up, it's Pro Stock Joe on the mic for the grudge race. And, of course, you know, he does it for his Smack Talk TV. So that's what's happening at 6 o'clock. We start Grudge Racing after dark, JRT Racing Transmission, myself, and man, we're going to have a good time. Right now, everyone's up in the suite. They're eating, getting their eat on, and getting ready. So in the
So next time at 8 p.m. tonight, 718-664-6134 on blogtalkradio.com/grudgetalk. It's yours truly, the Wild Man Ron Thomas, and I'll see you at the races.